pin. It's a very important sugya we saw last time. Big discussion about the kavana in Kriya Shema. We saw the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah. And what emerged la halacha was that kavana, mitzvahs, tzrichas kavana, is a general halacha in all mitzvahs. There is a specific kavana in Kriya Shema, which says that you must be aware of what you're saying, at least for the first pasuk, which is Kabbalah Oil Malchus Shemayim.
That's really just a diabet, isn't it?
Chilo wants to have kavana for the whole thing, quite right. Okay, so we're up to the third wide line. Says the Gemara, Tanya, Kol hamarich be'echod ma'arichin loy yomov v'shmaisov. When you say the word echod, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokein Hashem Echod, when you say the word echod, if you are marich whilst saying the dalet of echod, then indeed you'll have arichas yomim. Now I'll tell you something very, very, very interesting. I used to have, in our koilel here in Darche Yitzchok, I had a chavrusa for a short while who was of Taimani origin. They, very interestingly, when they say dalet, they don't say dalet like we say dalet, as in duh. They say dalet as in the, like a th. So when they say the word echod, it doesn't sound like the way we say it, rather it's echod, echod. That's the way that the Taimani Jews pronounce the dalet. And not just when it's at the end of the word. Any word, if they would say David HaMelech, they would say Doviv HaMelech. That's the way they pronounce it. So he told me a fascinating thing. He said one of the major proofs that the Taimanim bring that this is correct is from the Gemara we just learned. Why is it a proof? Because if you pronounce Dalet the way we pronounce it, which is just like the letter D, what does that mean exactly to be Marich the Dalet? Try being Marich the. You can't. Sometimes, to the contrary, you hear people say a mistake. They say Echod the. No such word as echoda. So it's not really possible the way that we Ashkenazi pronounce our dalets to be marich the dalet. It's not clear what it means. So this Taimani Chavrusa of mine said, but according to their way of pronunciation is very good. Because if dalet is not a D, but rather it's a TH, then indeed you can be marich. You can say echov, and you can keep on going. I'm not sure what the answer is for us Ashkenazim, but that's what he told me. A very, very fascinating thing. Either way, if we have somewhere been Marich the Dalet, I guess for us we just have to say Echod, something like that. Then indeed, your Marich Yom Vishnoisov in turn, because he's Marich the Dalet, so he will be Zeich in turn to Arichas Yomim and Shonim. We'll see in a moment why. Omer Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Ubedalet. That's only referring to the Dalet. What does that mean, only referring to the Dalet? Says Rashi, Ubedalet Veloy Beches. But there's no need to be Marich in the Ches. So if you say Echoch and you keep the Ches going, says that might not be necessary. Why? The kol kama de omar ech. As long as you've just said the first two letters, aleph and ches, beloy dalet, and you haven't yet said the dalet, loy mishtama midi. It's not mashma anything. There is no word ech. There is a word in Hebrew, echod. So once you've said that word echod, and you keep it going, so we understand what you're doing. You're being marish the word echod. But if I'm in the middle of the word and I haven't said echod, I've just said ech, so it sounds like it doesn't make sense to be marich, the ech. There's no such word as ech. Therefore, ma betza, what is the point, b'ha'arochosoi, to make it lengthy? Avol b'dalad yarech. But when you say the dalad, there is a point in being marich. Why? Ad keshiur, until that necessary length, how long should you be marich it for? Sheyasenu b'liboy, that you have, as it were, made Hashem in your heart. Yochid b'shomayim u'ba'oretz, he is the only koyach in the heaven and earth. Ula arba ruchayseo, and so to in all four directions. Because the mafarish lekamon, as we're soon going to see. So it means you don't have to be marich your dalet for half an hour. You marich your dalet for as long as it takes to internalize that feeling that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is indeed yochid, where? Hashamayim, ba'oretz, and in all four directions. Now this is a bit of a chiddush, because it's true that there is no word ech. There's no such word in the Hebrew language, ech. There is a word echod. Yet, you might in theory have suggested that it's true, it makes no sense to be marich the ches. That's only if you stop after the ches and you don't say the dalet. But if you keep on going and you say echod, what's wrong with that? All you've done is you've said every part of the word in a lengthy fashion. So what does Rashi mean exactly that there's no point being marich the ches because the word ech isn't a word at all? It's not a word on its own right, but if you continue it until the end, then it becomes part of the words. So let's see in the continuation of the Gemara. So for the moment we're being told you should be marich the dalad of echod, but not the ches. Omer Rav Ashi, ubelvad shelo yachtoif b'ches. What does it mean shelo yachtoif? So yachtoif literally means to grab. So it sounds like literal translation, we'll see how Rashi translates it. Even though we said that you don't need to be marich in the ches, but it doesn't mean you should grab it, you should say it too quickly. The ches you should say in the normal fashion, and the dalad in a more lengthy fashion, but it doesn't mean that you should rush the ches. But look how Rashi translates it. Ubelvad shlo yachtev b'ches, Bishvil arichus hadalad, because of your being marich the dalad, loy yemaher, do not rush bikriyasa with the reading of the ches. What does that mean? Shaloy yikroeno b'chataf, v'loy pasach, v'ein zeh klum. Now what does that mean? Underneath the ches, we have what's called the commas. Rashi calls it the patach. The word is not echt. The word is echod. So if you put a chataf, chataf underneath the ches means that you're not actually opening your mouth. You open your mouth when you say the ches if you stick a patach or a kometz underneath the ches. Then it becomes echod, you open your mouth. But imagine that you took out the kometz from underneath the letter echod. So how do you read it? Echt, not echod. And that, says Rashi, is what the Gemara is warning you about. Because of your keenness to be marich the dalad, you might basically skip the ches, even though you say the ches, but with the wrong intonation. And that's called layachtoif. So you'll be so busy concentrating on the dalad that you'll breeze past the ches. And which word have you said at the end of the day? Echt. As Rashi concludes, ein zeh klum. That's nothing. There is no such word as echt. The word is echod. So it's true, you may not have to be marich in the ches, but you've got to say it properly. You have to be marich the dalad and say the ches regularly. But don't rush the ches, you say it so quickly that you forget the pasach and you say echt. No such thing as echt. It has to be with the pasach or the comments that it becomes echod. Now, says the Gemara, Rav Yirmiyah Ava Yosef Kameid Rav Chiya Ba'aba. Rav Yirmiyah was sitting in front of Rav Chiya Ba'aba, Chazye, and he saw to have a Marech Tuva, that he was being very, very lengthy. We said before that you have to marich on the Dalet, but we're not told how much you have to marich on the Dalet. So here we saw that Rav Chiya Ba'aba was being very, very, very marich. So he said to him, take it easy. Omale, kiven de amlichte. What does the amlichte mean? You're being mamlich, making melech, you're coronating. Lamalo ulamato, up and down, that means Shomayim Va'aretz. Ula Arba Ruchos HaShomayim, and so too in the four corners of the world, then that's enough. Su Loi Tzrichas. After you don't need to do any more. So if there's no Inyan, it's not a sport how long you can hold your breath for and keep the Dalet going. The specific Inyan is, you have to be Mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu BaShomayim Va'aretz. And once you've done that, there's no need to go further. So basically he was saying, I don't really understand why you're so being so marich in the Dalet. Says Rashi, the amlichte lemalo sheherachto, you have to be marich, you have to elongate the shiur. How much? Not for 10 hours, but rather the shiur shetachshei belimcha, you have to think in your heart HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echod Bashomayim Uba'aretz, that's up and down, Ubedalad Ruchay Seho, and in all four directions, north, south, east, and west. Now, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, if you have in front of you a Mishnah Berurah Chelek Aleph, we're going to be continuously referring to the Shulchan Aruch the whole time, so it's always worth having it to hand. Having look in the Shulchan Aruch, Simon Samach Aleph. Samach Aleph, Sif Vav. Says the Gemara, says the Shulchan Aruch, you have it, Simon Samach Aleph, Sivov. Now here, we're in for a little bit of a surprise. Because the Shulchan Aruch says, Tzorich Laharich Beches Shal Echod. You have to be Marich in the Ches of Echod. And that's a bit of a surprise. Because didn't we see in the Gemara that there's no point in being Marich in the Ches in Echod? The main thing is the Dalet in Echad. Shulchan Aruch tells you, no, you've got to be marich in both. Tzorich laharich beches shel Echad kedei sheyamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu bashomayim ubaaretz. Shelozeh roimeiz hachoytoytorois shebeemtza gag haches. If you look at the ches, what does the ches look like in the Sefer Torah? It does not look like our standard ches that we see in the Sefer. A ches in the Sefer Torah basically is not just two legs on either side with a straight roof. But rather, it is two legs, actually they look like Zions, and in the middle there is, as it were, like a roof shape, like this. So you have the up and the down. So therefore, that ches that has the up and the down is a remez to the Shomayim and the Oretz. So for that's what you should be thinking when you say the ches. Just like the ches goes up and down, Shomayim va'Oretz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the melech of the Shomayim va'Oretz. Says the Shulchan Aruch in conclusion, v'yarech v'dalad, so too you should be marech in the dalad, shel echod, how long for? Sheyachshir, sheyachshiv, shakadosh baruch hu yochid ba'olamo, u'moishel ba'arba ruchos ha'olam. What's that got to do with the Dalet? Well, it's obvious, because Dalet is 4. The gematria of Dalet is 4. So therefore, you're thinking that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech in all 4 directions. V'lo yarech yoyser mikashir azeh. That's what we saw in the Gemara. So let's just press pause for a moment. We saw in the Gemara initially said, be marech on the ches, but not the Dalet. Then we saw that one of the Amoraim saw his fellow Amora being very marich. So he said, what you've got to do is just think about Shemaim V'aretz and the 4 directions, and that's it. The way the Shulchan Aruch seems to understand is that Shemaim V'aretz and the 4 directions are split into 2. That seems to be the maskana of the Gemara. The Gemara in the beginning seemed to have learned Bimarich, the Dalet, but not the Ches. Shulchan Aruch seems to have understood that the Maskana of the Gemara is Ish Bimarich in both. The Ches refers to Shemayim V'Orez because you have that roof, that triangle that goes up and down. And the Dalet, which is Gematria 4, represents the Dalet Ruchas. Says the Shulchan Aruch in conclusion, the Yesh Noyagim. Some have the minig lahatois horoish. Some have the minig not just to think in your heart about 4 directions, but actually to move one's head, lahatois horoish, to incline one's head, kefi ha-machshava. Exactly in line with your machshava. In other words, ma'lo u'mato u'la'arba ruchais. So me'ikradim, we didn't see any mention of this in the Gemara. The Torah brings us minhag. According to the Gemara, all you need to do is think it. You don't need to move in those directions. Some have a minhag that they move their head around, as it were, up and down, and then in all 4 directions, so that the movement of the guf should parallel the thought in the heart. Not a chiyuv, but yesh noeg. So let's have a look at the Mishnah Berurah. If you look at the end of the Mishnah Berurah in Yud Ches, Mishnah Berurah Yud Ches, you'll see the last line of the Mishnah Berurah says, "V'yesh oimrim," to the top of the column there, "V'yesh oimrim shaloi yarech v'ches klal, rak yechavein hakoil bedalad v'chein kosav hagra b'bimrei." So this is exactly the point that we mentioned before. It's not clear what is the maskana of the Gemara. The beginning of the Gemara definitely said that when should you be marich? The Dalet, not the Ches. And here we are, we get a surprise, because the Shulchan Aruch says you should be marich for both. Says the Mishnah Berurah that some say, and he quotes this in the name of the Vilna Gaon, that no, indeed you should be marich only in the Dalet. That was the simple interpretation of the Gemara. So it seems to be 2 opinions. Now, says the Mishnah Berurah, Chof HaMachshava, we said that some people have a minag to move the head around in line with your Machshava. Mishnah Berurah asks a kasha. Afal Gavdom Rinon, even though we say HaKoyre Yeshema, Loi Yikroitz Be'enov, whilst you're reading Shema, you should not even be winking with your eyes, you should not be doing any movement. You should be completely focused, stationary on the Shema. So how can you tell me that some of them need to move their head around? You're not supposed to be able to do any body movements at all. Says the Mishnah Berurah, no, that's the obvious answer. The Hosam, Hakritza, the winking, the Haramiza, or the hinting, the gesturing, is Letzeirech Dovar Acher. That's when you're winking or gesturing in order to hint to something else. Mevatlin ha-kavona. Therefore it's mevatl ha-kavona. Avul hocha ha-remiza hi L'tzoyrech hakavona. Over here, you're not trying to wink to your friend to say hello. Rather, the movement, the gesturing that you're doing is in fact in line with your kavona. So it's not at a tangent to your kavona, it's very much in line with it. Now, how exactly do you move your head around if you're going to follow this minhag? V'hatoyo, and this movement of the head, tzricho liyos, mizrach, sofoin, marov, doroin. East, north, west, south. Which you do not need to think about this every day, you just get used to it, this is what I do every day. Mizrach is in front of you, and Tzofayn is to the left. Ma'arov is behind, and Doroim is to the right. So it's very, very simple. Basically, you move your head forward, and then you go around in an anti-clockwise direction. Forward, left, back, and right. So you don't need to think every day, what did it say in the Mishnah Berurah? Was it up, was it down, was it right, was it left? You move it forward, and then you just go in a anti-clockwise direction. It doesn't mean you have to do a whole song and a dance about it. Just a gentle movement of the head. Again, it's not a chiyuv. If you're going to do it, that's the way you should do it. Forwards, left, back, right. And that's it. Says the Mishnah Berurah in conclusion, about the lo yate aroish mizrach ma'arav tzofadorim. Don't go from east to west, and then from tzof and dorim, which means you're busy shaking your head. You're not moving it in a circle. Chas v'shalom shesi ve'erev, you'll get all dizzy. You go forwards and backwards and then right and left. Don't do that. Just move forwards and then go in an anti-clockwise direction.
Can the Rav demonstrate for us the way he says echad?
No. Firstly, I don't answer personal questions. Exactly, I can't honestly say that I'm makpid enough. Like I said, I don't really know how you do this with our dalet. That's why my Taimani friend, he had a very broad grin on his face when he told me, one up for the Taimanim. It's a beautiful proof that dalet is not da, but is the, th, then it can be marich. So I'm not sure how to do this properly, I must be honest. Just have a look very briefly in Sif Ches. Lo yachtoiv b'ches, lo yarech ba'alef. Okay, that's halacha we said before. Don't grab b'ches, don't say it too quickly, and don't be marech on the aleph. Okay, we close the Shulchan Aruch, we go back to the Gemara, but like I said, we have to be very, very careful, because if you are marech in the dalet incorrectly, you may actually end up losing your whole echad. And I've definitely heard people say this. They've tried to be marich and they say, echad-da. There's no word echad-da. There's no shavah underneath the dalet. There's no echad-da. It's echad. So how exactly you're marich in the dalet, I can't honestly say I know how to do it. Echad, something like that. Okay, back into the Gemara. Omar Rav Nosson Bar Mar Ukva Omar Rav Yehuda. Al Levovecho, quote unquote, Ba'amida. What does that mean? Al Levovecho Ba'amida. Sounds like you're in the very first parasha, you're beginning Shema, after Hashem Lekecho B'chol Levovcho, sorry, Yukshartum Lois Lekecho Al Levovecho, sounds like that those words have to be said ba'amida, and that's very strange. Yeah, you have in front of you the Siddur. So the Gemara immediately queries, what does that mean? Al levovecho, quote unquote, salkadatoch, question mark. Do you really think that you've got to say just these two particular words standing up? Just those two words? Doesn't make sense. what's so special about those two words. El or Ema, what it means is Ad Al-Levavecha, quote unquote. Not just those two words, but rather until those two words. But mikan ve'elech loy. But after that, not.
Doesn't the Mida really here refer to the fact that you should not be moving as opposed
right.
to standing?
Yeah, we're going to see this in Tosis in a moment. Quite right. Here's the Gemara. The Rabbi Yochanan Omar. Kol ha-parsha kula ba'amida. It's not good enough to do amida just until al-levavecha, rather the whole parsha has to be said ba'amida, as you quite rightly point out, Rome, we have to define what exactly that means, ba'amida. So why is he insisting that you say the entire parsha ba'amida? The Gemara says, very simple. This is Rabbi Yochanan who is consistent with his own reasoning. We saw earlier on in the Gemara, to Omar Rabba Bachana, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Alocha Kerab Achash, Omar Bershon Rabbi Yehuda. We had a very big discussion in the beginning of the Omad where, how much of Shema requires Kavona. The whole reason why you've got to say Kriya Shema Ba'amida will soon define whether Amida means you've got to be standing or you've got to be stationary. But either way, it's in order to help your Kavana. So of course the question becomes, one second, how much of Shema do you have to have Kavana in? And Rabbi Yochanan himself told us that you have to have Shema, you have to have Kavana during the entire first parasha. So of course it makes perfect sense that Rabbi Yochanan himself says, therefore you've got to do the entire first parasha, ba'amida, as well. Of course that goes hand in hand. So the first opinion that says that, well, you only have to do the first few words, ba'amida, because we hold only the first few words, needs kavana. Why did Rabbi Yochanan say that you need the first parasha, ba'amida? Because he holds the first parasha, needs kavana. So it's absolutely consistent with his shita. Says Rashi, Ba'amida, afilu le-Beis Hillel. Even according to Beis Hillel, the Omri who say, Oiskin b'malachton, one can be involved in your work, v'koirin or mahalchin, and you can read whilst on the go, mahalchin whilst walking, v'koirin, sorry, read as follows. Afilu le-Beis Hillel da'omri, oiskin b'malachton v'koirin. You can be oisik in your malacha, and you can be koir kriya shema. U'mahalchin v'koirin. So too, you could be walking, and you can be koirin. So how can we say in our Gemara, it's got to be said ba'amida? Didn't Beis Hillel say that you could do it whilst you're doing your work, whilst you're moving? Says no, but Moedim Heim, even Beis Hillel admits, Shet Sorich Lamoid B'mokoin Echod, at least Ad HaMikro Hazeh. Nefisha Ad Kan, Mitzvahs Kavona. Even Beis Hillel, who says that what? You can say Kriya Shema whilst you're on the move, but they also admit that the first Pasuk, however, must be said whilst you're stationary. Why? Because you have to have kavana there. The reason why Beis Hillel says that afterwards you're allowed to walk about and say Kriya Shema is because afterwards kavana is not critical, as we said before. So you see already, like as you mentioned, Rav Rav, that the issue that Rashi talks about is, are you b'mokim echad or are you not b'mokim echad? In other words, when we talk about amida, is the emphasis on standing as opposed to sitting? Or is the emphasis on being stationary as opposed to being in motion? You see from Rashi, the issue is B, not A. Rashi says you've got to be b'mokayim echot, stationary. The issue is not whether you're standing or sitting. If you look at Tosfos, Tosfos points this out as well. Look at Tosfos. Al levavecha ba'amida. Yerushalmi mefaresh. Yerushalmi explains. Lav. It does not mean de'i haya yoshev kama oimed. It doesn't mean that if you are sitting, you must stand. That's not what we talk about, not what we mean when we say amida. That's not the issue. Hello, rather, what does it mean? Hello, de'ibhoyom ha'aleich oimed. If you are walking, then you should stop. That's what's meant in this Gemara. When we say you have to say the first possible Kriya Shema, but amida, we don't mean that if you are sitting, you must stand up. Rather, we mean, if you are walking, you must stop. And he asks the same kasha as Rashi. Afal gav de beis hillel omri kol odom koire kedarkoi. Even though beis hillel says you can read Kriya Shema kedarkoi. What does it mean kedarkoi? Along the way, as you're traveling. Kol mokoi mitzvah min amuvcher. But nonetheless, the mitzvah min amuvcher, the best mitzvah is lamoid. If he's walking, then he should stop. Again, the issue is not on the standing. We have no problem in a person saying Kriya Shema sitting down. That's not the issue. The issue is don't be walking around, at least for the first possible. Why not? Because a person is not so settled whilst he's walking around. And he cannot have the correct kavana kashuhu mahalach whilst he's walking around kasher hoya oimed, not the same as if he would be stationary. V'chein halacha says Tosas, this is halacha lemaisa, the mahalach. If a person is walking, even b'derech mitzvah, lamoid b'posuk echot, he must stop. Again, doesn't mean he has to stand, he must stop for the first pasuk, upo inon kavona the pasuk rishon levad, because we require kavona in the first pasuk, and this is halacha lemaisa. V'chein isa b'tanchuma, so too this is what appears in the medrash, in the medrash tanchuma, it says there that Rabbi Yehuda b'shem Shmuel Omar osur lekabel olav oil malchus shemayim, it is forbidden to be mekabel o malchus shomayim ke shehu mahalech, if he is walking around. Elo yamoid v'yikra, rather he should stop, again not stand, he should stop, recite the first pasuk, v'chashiyagia levo'ahavto, quote unquote, when he gets the second pasuk of v'ahavto, then yeylech ledarkoi, then he's allowed to continue walking. As you pointed out before, Rabbi Yosef, certainly lechatchila you should not be walking around in Shema at all. But if you are happening to be walking around, then at least for the first posuk you have to stand. You have to stop. You do not need to stand, but you do need to stop whatever you're doing. Again, if you look very briefly in the Shulchan Aruch, have a look in Siman Samach Gimel. Samach Gimel, Seif Gimel, where this halacha appears in the Shulchan Aruch. And it says, Samach Gimel Gimel, Hoya Mahalech Baderech, if a person was walking along the path, on the journey, Barot Salikres Kriya Shema, and he wants to recite Kriya Shema, Sarich lamoid b'posuk rishoyin. Have a look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Yud, where the Mishnah Berurah again defines what does it mean, sarich lamoid. Retzoinoi loima, what that means is, lehisakev b'mokim echol. It means you have to stop in one place. So the Mishnah Berurah is immediately pointing out, don't mistranslate. Lamoid meaning to stand. It doesn't mean that. It means to be stationary. But, says the Mishnah Berurah, umutale kreisa. Bein ba'amido, bein b'yeshiva, b'afilo kriya shema shel arvis. You're allowed to say kriya shema, whether sitting or standing, it makes no difference whatsoever. Okay, we'll hold it over here.
Okay.
And we'll continue, Beis Hashem, all being well on Sunday. So let's try with this arrangement, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 8:45 till 9:25.
The question before you go, how is it reconciled with the Gemara where it says that you're supposed to not move until Aleph Aleph? Where is Bully?
Yeah, so look at the Mishnah. Look at the Mishnah. The last Mishnah one that Steve discusses.
Okay.
Okay. All the best.
Square.
Okay.
Square.
Have a great day.